hiatus for a little bit, so I'm really happy it's continuing. This is the second show sans our regular host, Wade. And it's just Dora and a few other people. Say hey.
Hey.
Hello. It's Kat.
And Claire.
Two beautiful Discord Radio classics. We have a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today. Before we do that, we're going to play a song from Quotidian Dream, the Sam Tudor album, who just had his album release show this past weekend. Shout out, Sam. Thank you for, like, finally releasing this. It took a really long time. But you're listening to Silver Lining Skies on Discord Radio on CATR 101.9 FM.
And you're happy, resting in the sound that we throw around the room. We all had plans for the night, but we're too gone to do all the things we want. Silver lining skies, silver lining skies, silver lining skies, silver lining skies. Though I know I'll never know him, I can see him in your eyes. Silver lining skies. Silver lining skies. In the room, there's a coffin covered up in foam, and I think about it too hard. You smile, you say it's just an art show. Sit right here with me. You don't need to go so far. Silver lining skies, silver lining skies, silver lining skies, silver lining skies. Though I know I'll never, I can see him in your eyes. Silver lining sky, silver lining sky. Watch it grow and rearrange. Silver lining skies, silver lining skies, silver lining skies, silver lining skies. Though I know I'll never know it, I can see it in you. silver lining sky. Silver lining sky. Silver lining sky. Silver lining sky.
Hey, welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your beautiful stunning host, Dora, and then also two other beautiful stunning hosts.
This is
like a battle of who's nicer, and every time it's they both look at each other and they're okay, please go, and then they both go at the same time, and it's really cute.
I've also heard we sound really similar. That's what James has said.
Okay,
interesting.
I buy it. Now I'm gonna look for it. I think
this is Kat, by the way.
This is Claire.
And I'm Dora. I mean, I don't know if anyone really needed that, but whatever. So you just heard Silver Lining Skies by Sam Tudor off of his new album, Quotidian Dream. I wrote the feature on this album for Discorder 4 months ago. So it's okay, thank you, Sam, for releasing this. And it's really good. Check it out. He had his album release show on Friday, right? Or was it Saturday?
It was Thursday.
Jesus. Okay, yeah. who knows? But how was it?
Oh, it was really good. They sounded amazing. They had Malcolm Jack and Jody Glenham opening, and then the whole band was there, which was awesome. My mom was there. That was cute.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she did like it. She thought they were doing well.
Cool. I'm glad. I didn't realize it was so big.
Yeah, it was big. It was really successful. Yeah, they had it at the Fox, and lots of people came. It was pretty full. So, cool. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, Team Sam Tudor and his band. I kept trying to write Sam Tudor Band because it feels weird to say Sam Tudor because it just sounds like it's just him when, clearly there's a whole band.
Yeah, there were, at least five. There were more than 6. Six people.
Wow.
On the stage.
Wow. I thought I heard a cello in there. Was there?
I don't think there's cello.
Well,
one instrument that wasn't there.
He did a great job sounding like there was cello. So good job, Sam.
There's Walgren's, does the fiddle in it, right?
Yeah, she plays violin.
Oh, yeah.
Who also is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then our gorgeous, stunning RLA editor of Discorder Magazine, Jasper, plays bass.
Yeah.
And there's a saxophone.
So it's the saxophone sounds kind of cello-like. It might be.
It might have been what
it
was.
The sax.
The sax is an interesting choice.
It really is.
Yeah. This was the first time I think she's played live with them.
Cool.
And it sounded really good. I hope that they continue to play with a full band because they sound the best that way.
Cool. From an expert.
That's me.
I'm sad I couldn't go. I went to Oakland and I was gonna go because it was a big deal and someone who I'm not close to's life, but I couldn't.
I went to the Contrast Collective opening, which was so exciting, but I passed by the box and I was I know Sam is playing right now, but I really need a burrito and then I need to go to Contrast. But Contrast was really great.
Cool.
It was so beautiful.
That was a zine release too, right?
Yeah. So
what is Contrast Collective?
Okay. So it's kind of this collective for queer POC, people of color. And they have their own zine and it is so beautiful. It looks like an actual magazine. I was oh, cool, a little DIY zine. I love DIY zines, mm-hmm. but I looked at it and I was this looks like a full-fledged magazine.
Cool.
It was beautiful.
Amazing.
They did a fantastic job.
Wow. What was it like? What was the vibe? Where was it?
It was a little fun party. Mm-hmm. It was at, I think, the GAM, kind of downtown east side-y, near Chinatown.
Cool.
Kind of tucked in. Just blasting Jenny from the Block.
Yes.
Just pay what you can for wine.
Whoa.
Really great.
The Contrast Collective is killing it. Keep an eye
also,
out.
Also, Prado was playing.
Oh, okay. Well, then it was the event of the year.
So you know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever listened to Discord Radio knows at least Kat and I, if not the entire world, loves Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her?
I missed her. Okay. So my friend had just come back into Vancouver, and her mom was with her, and her mom is like a professional like hairstylist. So she cut my hair.
Your hair looks amazing.
So I was like, I'm ready to leave. I'm ready to head out. Go check out my girl Prada. And then she's like, my friend's like, I'm getting my hair cut. I was like, can I get mine? And we did it.
Well, that sounds like it was worth it.
I think so, but yeah. I will definitely catch Prada next time.
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen her in a really long time. And my logic is that, like, she plays constantly.
Yeah.
Like, she is so, like, she's booked. So I will know that I'll have the opportunity. But then that's also, like, such a lazy, like, oh, I'll catch her next time. But, like,
I think it's fair. If anybody wanted to actually keep up with all the shows she was doing, yeah, they'd be exhausted.
Like, Prada can barely.
Yeah.
Not kidding. Dad, that's, like, a joke. She, like, actually does everything with grace and ease because she's an angel.
Yeah. But, like, a human being would find it difficult.
Yeah, no. Like, a sentient, like, flawed person.
A mortal being.
Yeah. Can't do it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just, like, get into some tunes. Fake Fruit Mascara, Necking and Pudding are going to be playing at the Princeton Club this Friday. I've been seeing flyers for this show for, like, I want to say, like, at the last Bits and Pieces Red Gate was advertising, which was, like, almost, it wasn't a month ago, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was only
Weeks. Time is an illusion, who knows?
It feels like a long time.
It really does. But I'd been seeing it around like before then. And it's a really great lineup. Jim of Redgate Art Society described mascara and the person who like is the lead of mascara, I forget their name, as the most dedicated musician in the city.
Whoa.
And they're like in like 7 bands and like have a really strong vision, so I'm pretty excited. And they're playing with Fake Fruit, who we love, and then Necking and Pudding. So
Pudding is really good too.
Yeah,
very, very good.
Yeah, so it was Necking. I saw them at Music Waste and they were amazing. I was super impressed.
Cool.
Wow.
So this is like a strong lineup and I'm ready.
Yeah, no wonder it was advertised so heavily.
But so this is Fake Fruit's Low Hanging Fruit, just to kind of get you in the mood. And you're listening to it on Discord or Radio on CATR 101.9 FM.
Don't want
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Hey, welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Anxious Smoker by Mascara. We have like a full booth today, which is really exciting. Claire's still here, Kenneth's still here, and we're joined by Britt.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
You wrote a piece on calling out abusers and assaulters in like the community, and Kat is gonna, I think, really go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, just to start it off, what really prompted you to write this?
Yeah, so I'm the editor-in-chief of Discorder, but I also have my own writing practice, my own art practice. This summer, I went to Montreal to cover Slut Island and do some research there. And while I was there, this massive call-out happened of Patrick Mokan, who was a DJ, a promoter, and an energy drink co-founder in Montreal. And there were allegations of sexual assault against him. And it brought up some really good conversations about accountability, about call-out culture, the legality around call-out culture, which is quite fuzzy. And I realized that was kind of the story that I wanted to take away from Montreal, because obviously Vancouver and every city across Canada and more countries, I'm sure, have a lot of issues with sexual predators in the music scene, in other creative scenes that find ways to get into positions of power and are very difficult to call out in a safe way.
I actually heard about that specific case on Instagram. I was following this meme account, Goth Shakira. She posts like kind of feministy.
She's so much more than a meme, though. She's so cool.
Yeah, like she's did love you
goth.
Her?
No, but no, love Goth Shakira.
That would have been amazing. But yeah, that's where I heard all about it. And I found out about it, and I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. That, like, through the internet, like, this town that I've never been to, I, like, know about this. Is that how you found out?
Goth Shakira was one of the ways that I found out. With this call out, I was done. It kind of started over Facebook this time around by Catherine Colas, who is also a DJ, a promoter, an artist. And something that came up in my interview with her, which is actually online as a web exclusive at discorder.ca, but something that came up was that a lot of social media personalities, larger social media personalities like Goth Shakira, like others in their scene, really latched onto this. So whereas a lot of call-outs that happen here and that have happened in Montreal in the past, people will put a statement out on social media or they'll start to circulate it through word of mouth, and then it just fizzles out. But this time, people with a lot of social media capital really took it up to keep spreading the word. And that's what really kept it alive. And Patrick Mokan, to the best of my knowledge, still hasn't he actually just left the Mile End and hasn't responded to the allegations against him, but also hasn't returned yet.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this is an effective way? Because I know that in your piece you kind of talked about communication and how sometimes things kind of run through word of mouth, and that can tend to lead the common knowledge just being fed to the same sort of like social circles and sometimes not breaking through to other people. Do you think that social media is a good way to communicate these sorts of things?
I'm really on the fence about it, which I think comes across in the article as well, because there's this one hand where like, oh, the social media call out can be really effective. But on the other hand, it could also be technically illegal in Canada. There's a lot of gray area around it. And so I'm not sure what the best way is. The thing is with this article is I was pushing it forward because these are the types of things that we need to, the types of discussions we need to have as a community. Because obviously social media landscape has changed a lot. The ways that we communicate have changed a lot. Unfortunately, legal rights and lawsuits and all sorts of government recognized regulations around slander stuff have not changed. Like the laws have not changed, but the way that we talk as a society, the things we talk about have changed. So I really advocate for like a community approach, I think, to accountability, recognizing that, you know, there is the call out, but then there is the follow through afterwards, which is talking as a community and finding out ways of addressing sexual assault and allegations of sexual assault, and then being able to rehabilitate and just kind of heal as a community together, recognizing that a call out does not mean ostracization. It doesn't mean that you're telling somebody to go away and never come back. It means that you are bringing something to the forefront that you are willing to have hard conversations about to get to a better place as a community. And so if that's over social media, I mean, great. Like, yeah, I'm not sure what the best platform is.
You have a really interesting quote in this piece, or I guess I'm going to quote you.
Please.
But you write, abusers are capable of being loved and participating in community. And I think that's really interesting. That's something that really, I don't know, that's not, I haven't read that in many pieces talking about sexual assault and those sorts of things.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm also a survivor of sexual assault, and it's taken me a long time to get to the place where I can talk about it freely and feel good doing so. And that was a hard statement for me to write, and it's a hard statement still for me to wrap my head around. But it's true, like, sexual predators, oftentimes abusers, are not aware of their actions, which seems, I mean, to a lot of people, and I mean, it seems like common sense. You know, if somebody tells you to back off, like, maybe you should back off. But maybe these people don't know that, you know? So approaching it from the standpoint of these are humans that are going to continue existing in society. And you can either, like, push them away, and then they might grow resentful of what you're trying to show them. Or you can really, like, be willing to engage with them and help them seek out education and therapy for their issues to kind of curb their behaviors as well. So, like, it's been a lot for me to get over wanting, for instance, my abuser to be thrown on an island somewhere. You know, like, it's taken me a lot to realize that, no, like, they are still capable of being loved by people. They deserve to have friends around them who can support them and hopefully support them towards getting therapy one day.
Wow.
Yeah. I've done a lot of thinking about this summer.
Yeah. I think the community approach really does sound like a good idea. Just trying to grow.
Yeah, but it is like, as you pointed out at the beginning when you started talking, is that communities don't always intersect, which is very problematic because somebody who is a known sexual predator in, say, an electronic music scene might not be known in a folk music scene, might not be known in a queer scene or drag scene. So there's a lot of communities that don't quite cross over. And even on social media, you can have a call out, but maybe that'll only circulate in one scene. So there is, like, yeah, there's still a lot of work to be done as a community to figure out how to involve other communities in these types of discussions.
Well, it seems that the best piece of advice that you kind of offer at sort of the end of the article is just to, if you know someone is an abuser, try not to support them in terms of like shows that they might be hosting or things like that. And that seems like good advice and very legal advice. Like, yeah. You'll never go to jail for not going to a show.
Exactly. And like, I think it sends a really strong message, because when we continue supporting the creative projects of people who are sexual predators, we are telling their victims that we don't care about them. And that's what it really boils down to, is it's perpetuating a culture of rape. And so if we really want to show to our communities that respect and consent are things that we care about, we need to stop supporting the projects of abusers who have not come forward and talked about it. And that's where it becomes like difficult to accept as a survivor. But if somebody is willing, if an abuser is willing to put in the work to actually, you know, better themselves and heal with the community, I believe creative projects can be supported again. But there needs to be some sort of purging as a community before you get to that point. And in Vancouver especially, there are a lot of abusers who have not been called out, who do a lot of creative things around music and other different arts communities. And I think as a community, we need to really make a decision to not support those projects anymore.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It is my pleasure. I love speaking about this. Actually, I do. More people should talk about this.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. That was like the most inspirational thing I've heard like in like 3 months. That was amazing.
Oh, well, my pleasure. We're actually going to be posting some web exclusives with Plurry, which is a harm reduction organization based in Montreal, and Good Night Out Vancouver, which is a harm reduction organization based here, over the next week or so. So stay tuned to social media, our social media, and discorder.ca for more of that.
Amazing. Just as like in the interest of like transition, here's S-Lord Efferman's Cicada Banana on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so much for coming on, Britt.
Always.
Like, so touched.
Always.
Lost in my head these days, can't seem to find the words that I wanna say to anyone but you. Lying on the couch with my tits out, can't seem to crawl out from under my anxiety.
to exist. Don't wanna die, but maybe it's a lot like sleep. Can't turn my brain off, there's no way to fix this. But being with you, maybe it's the next best thing. Kinda stuck in my head these days, think all the needy thoughts that I don't wanna say. When I'm hanging with you. If I was as narcissistic as I say I am, I wouldn't worry about you leaving me. I wouldn't need you. I need a break from having to exist. Don't wanna die, but maybe it's a lot like sleep. Can't turn my brain off, there's no way to fix this. But being with you, maybe it's the next best thing. Need a break from having to exist. Don't wanna die, but maybe it's a lot like sleep. Can't turn my brain off, there's no way to fix this. But being with you, baby, it's the next best thing.
Welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Next Best Thing by Firestarter. And just before that, Cicada Banana by S. Lord Efferman. They're playing with Also and Tommy Tone at the Red Bell Pepper this Thursday at 8 p.m. 19 plus, $10. It'll be good. We were just joined by Britt Bachman, our editor-in-chief, at Discorder magazine, and she talked about her sexual assault and accountability in the music scene piece that's in this month's issue of Discorder, out now. Go get it, please, and read it. And it was so stunning. I'm like still shocked by it. But yeah. So hey, what's up?
Just chilling.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Glad to check in. Sick.
It's a nice day.
It is a really nice day. Like, I know it's like gross out. It's like muggy and like cloudy, and where I was like for a while it was like really fly-y. Mm-hmm. But Claire's face is like no. But like I actually love the heat, and it like it's I like that it like looks like it's gonna rain and then it doesn't rain. Mm-hmm. There's something about like the heaviness of that that I find really attractive. Also, I'm feeling good back at CITR.
I find that unattractive. I hate this weather. It's my least favorite. It has to be sunny to be hot.
Otherwise, it doesn't count. Yeah. Take it back, Mother Nature.
That's how I feel. Okay.
It's like a weird smoky haze again. What? I thought we were done with it.
Yeah, same.
But the temperature is probably my ideal temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ditto.
But, like, this kind of weather, like, the smoke makes me want to not go to the beach. So that counts as bad weather.
Okay. Mind.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Pros and cons, guys.
Yeah.
Call in. Tell us if you like the weather or not. This, like, gosh, what's today's day? The 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what is it, Friday? Yeah. Friday and Saturday is Swarm. Do you guys know what Swarm is?
Yeah, I just found out about it earlier today.
It's, like, pretty amazing. It's I'm just going to read what they have on their website. It's a two-night event that makes the launch of Vancouver's artist-run center programming season with exhibition openings, performance screenings, and special events. Artist-run centers, or ARCs, are collectives and nonprofit organizations run by artists supporting new and innovative practices in the arts, which is really cool. And they have, like, a really... like, the word that I, like, want to say is an impressive list. It's just, like, a massive list of contributing organizations. There's, like, Cineworks, Western Front, Vivo Media Arts, Dynamo Arts, ArtSpeak, Vancouver Art Book Fair, which has an event on the 8th around, like, it's, like, a studio, like, an open studio, and you, like, walk around and just, like, talk about it. Like, it's called Just Go On Talking. But probably the thing that we at CITR are might be most excited for is the Access Gallery event. For those of you who don't know, CITR is like teaming up with Access Gallery for Plot, and we're going to have a space downtown in that space, like that gallery, to like produce content out of and like be in, so we're more accessible. If you want to know more, check out our website for more info. But we are going to be tabling the Access event, which is at 7. It's an artist talk, or the opening reception is at 7, and then there's an artist talk on Saturday the 10th at 2. So come by, hit us up. We're going to like be there. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
Support. Yeah. So cool. Sick. Glad that we like talked about that.
It sounds super exciting.
Yeah. And also like Swarm sounds really cool.
Yeah. It's just a swarm of events happening.
Yeah.
Like aptly named.
Swarm. It's almost like... That nice like sonic description.
I also like love the idea that like, because I feel like a lot of the time there's like, oh, we need to support local artists or whatever, and like I think that CITR does its part, but we are pretty limited, so I think it's really empowering to just have like all these organizations be like, yes, like we're supporting each other, we're gonna host this whole big thing, like essentially like an art festival in the city. And every event is free as well. So you just, like, go.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
It's phenomenal.
That is my kind of event.
Heck, heck yes. So, yeah, let's all swarm to swarm.
Yes.
That'll be cute. Just check out their website. I think it's, like, swarm.ca for more info. It has a list of all of the people who are participating, and it's happening for 2 whole days. So it's exciting. Peach Pit has an album release.
Another.
I know. I feel like they just had one.
Yeah, they did. I think that was an EP release.
Oh.
But still my bad.
Yeah, it's like, okay, slow your roll, Peach Pit. But good for you also for like producing content, I guess. It's Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Waldorf. It's $15, all ages. That's like, in my mind, that's like pretty steep.
It's a little steep. It's definitely a lot steeper than free.
Like age old adage. $15 is steeper than free. You can get hard copy tickets at Red Cat Records, Hastings, and Red Cat Records on Main, Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and they're going to be playing with Dead Soft Shway, which I think is like funk shway.
Yeah.
On Planet and Club Sofa. We like love Club Sofa. At least I love Club Sofa.
Yes.
Very supportive of them. Mm-hmm. They're just like a young band that are like sick.
Yeah. Super talented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super.
And yeah, it's at 6 at the Waldorf. So we're going to play a couple tunes from that. This is Peach Pit's Sweet F.A. And you're listening to it on Discord Radio on CATR 101.9 FM.
My day. Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Sunday, September 24th in your calendar and get over to the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, We have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Hey, welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Cool For Me by Club Sofa, and they are going to be performing with Peach Pit at their album release show. Yeah, cool. We love Club Sofa. You know what else we love? The new issue of Discorder.
Woo!
What's up?
Look at that fresh mint color.
Oh, it's the freshest and the mintiest.
Yeah.
We're just looking at the calendar right now. I'm going to do this thing that Wade always did. So you know it's real. Mm-hmm. It's like a physical paper object that I just held in front of a microphone for you. There's a bunch happening this week. I think the things that like I want to highlight the most are like what as vice president of the student executive is like stuff the student exec is doing. So Live at Lunch is happening all throughout this week. We're going to be having people like perform. I think we're doing it. It's not on the 5th. It can't be on the 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, it must
it
be.
Was happening today. Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like funny and refreshing to be like walking through the nest and you hear this music, but it's not like top 40 hits blasting into your ears. It's
yeah.
like weird. Just weird. Well, no. Good like CITR music playing for the public masses.
Yeah. I think today was Tough Customer and Braintree.
Nice. I like the idea that, not to like generalize, but like some like fratty bro is like,
what's that?
Yeah, he's like, whoa, like, open my eyes. And then we're also doing Live at Lunch on Thursday, and then we have a open house on Friday.
Ooh.
The open house is gonna be so much fun. We're gonna be doing karaoke. I'm gonna crush it. Mm-hmm. So get ready to hear me perform and change your life. And there's gonna be tunes for loons all day. We're gonna be tabling, we're making buttons, I'm gonna be hanging out, having tours all day long. It's gonna be an event. And at Imagine Day, we were telling everyone to come, so it'll be full of cool people besides yeah. just the cool exec.
So I mean, it's called an open house, but it's more of like a party.
Low-key. We just, like, low don't. Key. We don't want to. It sounds more exclusive if it's, like, open house. It's, like, an event.
Yeah.
Parties, too.
For sure.
Men's
but
scrum.
You get the idea. Welcome to CITR.
But today was Imagine Day. For those of you who were not on campus, Imagine Day is, like, essentially my hell. It's just, like, a day of standing on Main Mall letting everyone who I, like, don't talk to come and, like, talk to me and, like, be like, yes.
And also, like, be, like, nudging people and unable to get through.
Yeah. It's, like, full of just, like, human bodies.
Yeah, just that are, like, standing still in yeah. walkways.
Mm-hmm. Which, like, is, like, I get it. That's, like, the point. You want people to, like, stand at your booth and, like, stop. But it's also, like, I need to walk here. Like, it's hard for me to wrap my tiny head around. But we got a lot of, like, people interested. A lot of people, like, signed up and gave us their email, which was really, really cool. And I guess this is just, like, a call out, which, like, we maybe should do more consistently. Just, like, join CITR. Become a member. It's really
yeah.
fun. We have a lot of amazing opportunities and, like, access to things that are, like, usually hard to get access to.
Yeah, like, beautiful mics that we're talking into right now.
Yeah, fabulous mics, fabulous, like, board systems, fabulous sound, just, like, studios.
Fabulous airwave?
Yeah.
We're on it.
Yeah, we're putting our voices out into the air right now, and
yeah.
you could, too. You could spread your voice around.
We're radio wave frequencies right now.
Yeah. Also, like, Discorded like opportunities to write and be published in a magazine that's distributed not only on campus but all over the city
and all over the country. It goes to like Toronto and I think Montreal too.
It's true. Yeah, it's in the radio station in Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah, freaking boom, duh.
You can like collect one and show your mom, like mail it to her.
Yeah, that is she'll love it. I did. I like wrote my first feature and I kept it and I like mailed it to my mom in Toronto and was like, look,
I've mailed my mom so many.
Yeah,
because they love it.
Moms love it. Get join CHR for your mom.
For your mom. Just do it.
She will love it. She'll be like, oh my god, my kid is so cool. They're going places.
So on that like beautiful supportive mom note, we're gonna play Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Weird at Shows, because school is starting and Adrian Teacher reminds me of school.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Teacher.
Teacher. Teacher. So thank you so much for tuning in to Discord Radio on CITR. Up next is Flex Your Head with Mike, a classic show. So here's Weird at Shows. Thank you so much, Kat and Claire. This was like the most beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Dora.
You're welcome. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Demise.